CES Mobile.
Back and forth to work, and then in my wife's car, I have to take an HT
and I have a little external antenna, but yeah, the D-Star mode, there was never any repeaters around here that for me to connect to, and Yaesu System Fusion, there was only one in Spartanburg, and it was kind of hit or miss whether I could get to it or not, and so I do a little bit of DMR, but I don't really have anything DMR mobile, so most of the time it's just analog, and then I do digital when I'm at home.
Because we have a phone like a few years ago in the storm that the machine went out. We have to jump everybody to the 820. But even the 820, with some radios work and some radios doesn't work. I don't know what's the deal, but it's I don't know. But it's my point. It is my point. But yeah, it's good. Digital is good too. Especially a lot of people like to get involved. And it's good for the hobby. So we're losing a lot of hams faster than we can replace it. But still, there's still people that like interest on experimenting.
And I've been trying to dabble in 2 meter single sideband. I've not heard anything on it yet. Maybe one day I will, but I finally got my little, I did spend a ton on it, put a little dipole up in the attic, nothing fancy, but just seeing if I can hear something on the 2 meter single sideband. But I think it'd be just kind of a shot in the dark. I don't know if anybody ever gets on it around here. Maybe I'll hear somebody one day, but yeah. I've heard you get a little more range out of that. But so far, I can't confirm that. I don't know how it works.
In Georgia, I don't know if it's Tuesdays or Wednesdays too. Or Thursdays, something like that. I don't remember. But I used to check in over there. With a good propagation, you can hear them. 440, they have a very good net to sideband. I forgot the frequencies. But they're there. They're there. This is still Redbone people. They really like sideband on the VHF, UHF spectrum. But yeah, you have to, start to ask around, check the frequencies, and they just sit there for a while. And suddenly, out of the blue, they are there.
It has 2 meter single sideband. It doesn't have a band scope, so that's a little bit of a negative for that, because you got to search around and find it. I guess the plus side is it's not a huge area to search for. But I've been trying to get my SDR set up on my computer. That way I can kind of have a picture of it. That way if somebody's transmitting, I can see it. The downside is, for whatever reason, I'm picking up too many AM stations, but I'll try to figure out a filter or something for that. See if I can cut those off. But yeah, it'd be nice to try it out. Like I said, right now I just play around on it, listen every once in a while, see if I can hear anything. But I've heard of some 2 meter single sideband nets, but I've not found one yet. And there's not a ton of them that I found on the internet. But yeah, maybe there's one still going on around here. Might end up thought about trying to get one going just to see what kind of response and range you get out of it.
Man, I tell you, I'm top of my head right now. I got the frequencies in my house with my notebook that I keep over there. But yeah, trust me, it's a lot of people. When I went to 440 last year, there were like 25, 35 people on the net, and it's the guy from Virginia who runs the net, and I was surprised that he's not much people. 2 meters, like I said, one in Georgia, and there's one in Kentucky that I hear once, but after that I have to drop the VHF, UHF beams. I didn't put it back yet, but I know they're there. I know they are there. It's just, yeah, you're fishing in the dark, but once in a while they come up on it. I don't remember really. Top of my head right now.
You're definitely right. It's like fishing in the dark. I tell you what, 10 meters have been open a good bit here lately. I've been surprised by that. And I know there's, I was listening one evening, I stumbled across a net, and they were transmitting out of Nevada, and I thought that was pretty cool. It's just weird. 10 meters gets weird, because a lot of times you only hear one side of the conversation. And for some reason, that just drives me crazy if I can't hear both sides of it, because you don't really hear what they're saying. I mean, you hear it on all the other frequencies as well, but 10 meters, I feel like I hear it more often, where I can pick up the one station, but they're talking to somebody that I can't hear. And we're on like 20 and 40. You can generally hear both sides of it, but whatever reason, it just drives me crazy.
This is about 6 meters. You only get half of the sandwich, but sometimes you can hear it. I remember the day, a couple years ago, we were a pretty, you know, pretty well group on 365 of the meters and sideband. Local people, you know, Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg. You can hear well overnight, you know, they were talking. And suddenly, one day, I was hearing a guy in New Hampshire or something like that. And he was talking to a guy, I don't know, in Illinois. And there was three guys, but they was kind of far away. For some reason, we start to talk, and we hear each other perfectly for like an hour. After that, I start to losing the guys, but one of the few things, we make a round table, and you can hear everybody on it. But I guess I experienced that thing like, man, handful of times in my life. Normally, you just hear half of the conversation. You get half of the sandwich only, but... Yeah, lately it's been open. It's been getting open. This is KV4NC Mall.
Corey's about, you know, the solar cycle's good, 10 meters. You know, you can work stations across the world now. You know, I've taken advantage of it on ST8 here and there when I have my technicians. And, you know, I was able to make contact with New Zealand and stuff. And that's really cool. But, yeah, it would definitely be nice if... I'd like to see it when it's just wide open. I think that'd be pretty cool. Just because of the stories I've heard, but yeah, it's really neat. I heard a couple guys talking last night that it had to have been local, because I mean I don't remember hearing or seeing any other 10 meter signals, but I couldn't quite figure out where they were transmitting from. And you know, sometimes people don't always give their call sign, or you don't catch it at the right time. So I couldn't figure out how local they were for me to be able to hear it, or if I was just picking up something a little at a distance, but who knows. KO4CEF.
And this road is rough, really. It is really bad. And they've been working for years. I don't know what the hell they're doing, but Jesus Christ. Looks like we're importing the roads from Bosnia or something like that.
That seems to be the way to do anything right now. Like, even the roads they try to fix or make it worse. I got a road I drive home every day, and they just patched it up. I feel like it's much worse with them patching it than it ever was before. And I don't know why they don't just take the time to go ahead and pave the whole thing and do it right.
The highway, I mean, I'm on mile 80 right now. Gosh, it's a little piece over there between the, what is it, 75 mile marker to the exit 80. Jesus Christ, I mean, I almost lost a leaf spring over there. But, well, I don't know. They've been working years on this thing, and it looks horrible, really.
Understand the rationale we're using the patch roads in the state of South Carolina. I don't get it at all. It just seems like it only makes it worse and not any better. But somehow somebody convinced themselves that patching the roads are better than just taking the time to pave the whole thing right.
Yeah, I don't see the explanation in this, but to drive north most of the times in Raleigh and Charlotte. Jesus, this thing is bad. This thing is bad.
Find out if you got anything loose on your vehicle, if it holds together when you drive down the road. It's been crazy lately. I feel like if they're going to spend my tax dollars, I'd rather them just do the whole road.
I know that they want to, make like a tree line all the way to Merkel line. I don't know what they're going to do, but after that, they're going to start to, fix the highway again. And they're going to start to rebuild it again. So it's a mentalist thing. And the road itself is still bad. I don't get it. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And I have to keep people working. So it's got its downside, I guess.
That's what it's all about. Just keeping the construction crews busy. That way they got work to do instead of just repaving whole roads. I don't know. Like I said, I don't quite understand the mentality, but, somebody decided that was the better way to go. But, yeah, maybe it's about keeping people busy. There ain't no telling. I guess that maybe they can spread out the work a little more. I don't know. I can't figure it out. And I know when I drive down the road and shake my truck to death, you just kind of think what kind of decisions I'm planning to make. Where they were going with trying to make that kind of decision.
It's just the office of planning, I guess. We were talking about that the other day, Gary, Camford, DOS, and myself. But nothing we can do about it, really. There is nothing I can do about it. Oh, my God. Looks like, when I leave home, it was clear skies, and right now what I see is just cloudy stuff.
Morning, I realized how warm it was outside. Started thinking about not wearing a jacket, and then I was checking, it's supposed to get a little bit cooler, I guess, as the morning wears on, and I think the sun's supposed to come out a little bit, but I think it's only supposed to be in the high 40s, maybe low 50s. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but yeah, I'm surprised. I'm finally glad it's starting to warm back up, though. We had our snow. I enjoyed it. Now I'm ready for it to warm up, to go camping and do some stuff outside instead of being stuck in the house.
Well, tomorrow is going to be like 30s again. But yeah, we need a little bit of warm water for, maybe the weather for a change, because yeah, it's not like an up north, but still was rough.
It has been a pleasure talking to you this morning. I appreciate you keeping me company on my way to work, and I'm going to have to head on in the plant and get started and get ready for my first morning meeting. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. You be safe out there on the roads, and hope we don't shake your vehicle to death. But like I said, it's been a pleasure. Hope we'll hear you on in the morning. There's usually a group of us, right around this time, in between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. So if you're on the road, jump on and give us a holler. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
Thanks for the QSO, anyways. I've still got 3 more hours to driving, so it's going to be a long morning. 73 and catching the way back. Hope your day goes good. 73, this is KB4NC Mobile.
KN4 KFW.